Hare Krishna, this is Dhanadhar Swami. Can someone please say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Henry.
Hey, Henry, thanks a lot. Really sorry about the last month or so, just missing the Sangha and then the phone problems. I think I pretty much have it down solid with a really good phone service to make the calls that's very reasonable, and a backup, which is more expensive. So I think we should be pretty much on gear. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Taksurundalatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vichaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Govardhan. I am going to have to speak a little softly, but I think we have good reception. And I may not be able to speak the full hour. I'm invited next door to the yatra that's there. There's about 5,000 people in them. They're doing something in the evening about Prabhupada. Today is his Tirobhav Tithi Mahotsava, his disappearance day. And we had a function in Govardhan. And it's very wonderful because it's not like, well, it's wonderful to have hundreds of senior devotees, but there's generally about 10 or 12 very significant ones. And each can give their heart and share their realizations. And it's not just telling stories and remembrances of Prabhupada, which is very, very wonderful. But it's really deeply sharing his message. It began with Jai Advaita Swami speaking for about a half hour on Guru Parampara. And the standard that Prabhupada set in pure devotional service. Then I spoke. I'll share my offering today. Then Niranjan Swami spoke, and it was also quite wonderful. I guess Jai Advaita Swami Maharaj set the thread of, Prabhupada, Mahajana Yena, Mahajanayanakapanta, that, following the acharyas. In spiritual life, there's two things that are important to realize tattva or the truth. There's thoughtfulness and there's faithfulness. But even the thoughtfulness is based on the faithfulness. Faith is the precursor to knowledge. To understand something takes effort. we see that even in the Sangha. I may speak something not always understood. There are questions. People think deeply about the points. But you wouldn't do that if you didn't have some preliminary... One second. I'm going to shut you. You wouldn't do that if you didn't have some preliminary trust. By the way, I am connected to the internet, so if somehow or other I don't get through, it should come up now. I'm set up that way, and you can inform me. But if you didn't have some trust that I have some knowledge or some understanding that is worth listening to, you wouldn't make the effort. I've discussed this point many, many times. So there's faithfulness, but thoughtfulness is also faithfulness. Because you're considering seriously what is being said. And if it doesn't make sense to you, one seeks a clarification as to why. Vijay Dwaitamart spoke, as he usually does, very strongly on the faithfulness and the trust in Prabhupada as a person who did have trust and faith in the Acharyas. And that faith allowed in a line of teachers qualified teachers, that faith may have been one of Prabhupada's greatest glories. One time Prabhupada was in his room in Calcutta and trying to understand why he was so successful. Why he was so successful. And because he had many, many godbrothers, he had many, many godbrothers that were very, very powerful people, great managers, great scholars. If you know a little bit about the history of the Gaudiya Math, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he attracted, I have to get some water, excuse me here, I'm losing my voice. He attracted the creme de la creme. He attracted the best. And especially in Bengal, the best. Bengal is the seat of Indian culture and intellectualism in many ways. And I studied a little bit about the legacy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and they were brilliant and competent and powerful people in so many ways. Prabhupada was thinking to himself out loud when he was in Calcutta how he was so lucky to inherit the legacy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And he said, I was 10% faithful to the order of my spiritual master. In the commentary to Vivisayatnika Budhi, Eke Ha Kulu Nandana, in Bhagavad Gita, Vivisayatnika Budhi, Eke Ha, one-pointed, resolute determination. Any spiritual path requires that. We move forward according to our faith. It's not just, I mentioned many times, I believe, I don't believe. It's your realization and conviction of that principle. The principle of bhakti. The sublimity of serving God. The trust that that is where ultimate sublimity rests. I reflect on myself. I did not have that faith. I remember when I was young, going to Hebrew school, which I hated, to study for my bar mitzvah. But it was a thing that just was done by young Jewish people. And I remember I had some taste. Some of the hymns touched my heart. But although that sentiment was there, I didn't really have deep faith to practice or commit myself or even to believe. But when I met Srila Prabhupada, Brahmanda Brahmate, Konya Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna, Pasadi Bhai, Bhakti Lata Beach, I got the seed of devotional service. I got the conviction based on an experience which deepened and matured as I practiced Krishna consciousness, that this is the objective, this is the goal, to give myself to God and one day, hopefully, attract His mercy. So Prabhupada read this verse, Vivisayatmikabu, here the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said that one should take the order of one's spiritual master as one's life and soul. That's not an ordinary thing, that kind of dedication, that type of surrender. Sharanagata, that sense of shelter is there. In love for God, and love for God is the shelter. Shelter is not ultimately a roof over your head. It's not the ultimate shelter. Because you can be miserable and live in a mansion. Or food, or whatever. Ultimate shelter is love of God. When you have the worthy object of love and the affection for that object which fills your heart, that is shelter. And that's what Prabhupada gave powerfully into the hearts of so many people. And that was one of the real glorifications, just sitting there and listening to these people speak, some who I haven't even heard of or knew, one lady from France who at the age of 15 in 1972 met devotees and gave her life. And then the level of commitment in that person's heart to Prabhupada's mission, based on something that was put in her heart from Prabhupada. I put my head at that person's feet. It's such a glorious thing, and it's such a beautiful thing to see in someone's heart. And it's really the glorification of Prabhupada that he put it into so many people's hearts and continues to do so. You know, I'm here in Vrindavan, Govardhan. Usually I don't promote Kartik. You know, it's so crowded and things, but I went to Vrindavan, and the level of spiritual activity that goes on there actually blew my mind. It's thousands of people just fully and wonderfully and happily engaged in Harinam Kirtan. Madhav is there, and in Iandra's spot every day from 5:30 to 6:30, he leads. And it's Shudanam. I was shocked. I went there. He just chants one tune, if you know Madhava. And seeing these people that were coming out for Parikram from Israel, from Moscow, and just to see them sitting in that temple in a state of ecstasy, I could say. And what is the ecstasy? Giving oneself to God, who appears in the form of his holy name. It was humbling to see. And then he chants in the afternoon in the MVT between 4 and 5. And then he chants in the evening between 1 and 4:30, which he did to Iandra for 5 years. That's pure bhakti, because generally when we do kirtan, there is a tinge that I am the leader and people are admiring me. Take away the audience and see what your enthusiasm is. See what your enthusiasm is to exhibit and practice bhakti when it is just between you and God. And I'm seeing, I saw people, practically not even devotees that I met in Moscow and things like that, coming in the early mornings. A lot of people coming, especially by 3:30, to that Shudanam, pure kirtan. So I'm impressed, actually, when I'm here. It's a wonderful, by Prabhupada's legacy, how many people are dedicating their lives to God, have that conviction. And that conviction comes from one who has faith, not only faith, but has mature faith, because they are experiencing what it is like to surrender to God and give oneself to God. And therefore, they have conviction that this is where you move, this is where you go, and therefore they can communicate that to others. I was on Parikram one day. I've gone several times because I'm always taking people practically every day. If it's a person from New York or Moscow or wherever people come from, somehow or other this Kartik has been different than my others. And I try to serve others. It is quite exhausting. I went to Varsana after just going to Govardhan one day and Varsana the next, and one of the most horrible roads in the world. And anyway, it's to see the dedication and level of, it's inspiring. Myself, what I tried to do for my offering, I woke up in the morning and I said, I'll probably have to speak today. What will I speak about? So I tried to meditate on, in the last 24 hours, how the glories of Prabhupada were manifest to me. One way they were manifest, actually it hit me right before I was about to speak and I was purviewing or overlooking the assembly of God brothers that are there, and I noticed that one wasn't there. That's from the Govardhan community that comes every year, who passed away this year in Govardhan, Sriman Gopi Purana Dana Prabhu. And I had been reflecting. He was a person with tremendous linguistic talents. In fact, he started going to China. And just within the last year, he already was fluent in Chinese. He already can give lectures in Chinese. So he had such natural linguistic talents. But he wasn't attracted to scholarship for scholarship's sake. It was quite unique about him, because usually it's more yet karoshi adas nasi, whatever you're doing you give to God rather than patam pushlam, out of love you do it. But his scholarship was, because he was a devotee and because he was dedicated to his Guru Maharaj, and because he had these talents, he gave them to Prabhupada. But it was so evident that the love for Prabhupada came first, and then came the scholarship. Not he was a scholar, and let me offer this to God. And it was unique, because when you're a musician, or you're an artist, or you're a scholar, those impulses are so strong, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just talking about some with a very high level. And what was so edifying is, he was in Poland. He was stopping in Govardhan for 2 days and then going to China. He left in Govardhan. Krishna took him in Govardhan. I was thinking, in one sense, in our tradition, he wrote himself in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita to be born or die. Not him, Sanatana Goswami, to be born or to die in Vrindavan is such an exalted thing. So he had some spiritual attainment. But if you see what is the cause of that spiritual attainment, it wasn't his scholarship. It was his bhakti, and it was his guru bhakti. He followed the process. You give yourself to Guru and Krishna, and they're pleased. And from that pleasure, you get mercy. And what mercy it is to leave in Govardhan. But there was another thought that I had, too. I read a wonderful, I was reading Sachinanda Swami's journal. And actually, I was mentioning, I'm getting back to this, I was on Parikram. and I pass Satchinandana Swami, Shruti Kirti, Madhava, and Bibi Govinda Swami doing Dandavat Parikram. Now, that takes about 40 or 50 hours. They're doing 5 hours a day. They'll have 10 sessions. I mean, just to keep on going down and up like that, it's an incredible exercise. And when I passed them, I mean, Bibi Govinda Swami was just like, wow. I mean, he was moving like a machine. And anyway, it was at Shruti Kirti and Satchinandana Swami. I mean, then I read Satchinandana Swami's article, why he's doing that. Because he's serious. He wants to achieve the ultimate. And he realizes he has to become humble to do it. And he has to beg the mercy of God in the form of the merciful manifestation of going. But he wrote a very nice article of why he was doing this, and he gave his reasons. To enter the school of humility, finally, to appeal for mercy, to ask for confidential requests. He said, can anyone force Krishna to give their mercy? He says, no, never, not even the most creative austerities. But you can show Krishna your eagerness. The fact that one is not indifferent to God's mercy. And then he asked the question, would you not open the door to someone who throws himself on the ground before it in humble prayer day by day? Throw yourself at the door day by day. So, it's not by practice, but God is a person, and he's seeing the level of your intent, the level of your sacrifice, the level of your desire, the level of your dedication. So I work my offering about darshan, meaning going before God for God to see you and get pleasure by your dedication and sacrifice. And that's expressed in the delivering the wives of the Brahmins when they heard about Krishna from the gopis who were selling flowers. Their eagerness for devotion grew so much that they were willing to sacrifice everything. And when they came before Krishna, Krishna could see their heart and he smiled. So my meditation on Prabhupada was how Krishna was viewing Prabhupada. And I was meditating in my own mind various manifestations of Prabhupada's life from the standpoint or viewpoint of what Krishna is seeing and the pleasure that Krishna got from someone who would give his life fully, would throw himself on the ground before the door to the kingdom of Godhead in humble prayer day by day, day after day, day after day, in the fire of sacrifice, not even asking for anything. Just trying to please, trying to please, trying to please. Every intention for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our lives, we know who those people are. And it's attractive. Because such people are not standing in the center looking at the world as objects of their devotion. People themselves are the objects of devotion for Guru and Krishna. So I was remembering in August 1976, 3 or 4 months before Prabhupada left the world, in a completely completely debilitated and painful condition. A condition where he wasn't able to eat for months, barely able to talk for months, was not even able to tolerate the sound of kartals. I was there midnight before his house as he was about to leave for America. The condition he went was basically the condition he came back in. And I remember when he came back, he was in front of Prabhupada. I remember when he came from Mumbai to Mathura, and then by train, and he was in the arms of Brahmananda. It was the closest thing I've ever seen. That picture of Haridas, Lord Chaitanya holding Haridas Thakur. He was in the arms of Brahmananda. And he turned to us and he said, Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Pankarajam Hadyeva Me Vishatu Me Manasarajaha. Let me die now. Prabhupada was saying this. Let me die now when the swan of my mind is entangled in your lotus feet. Otherwise, at the time of death, how will I remember you? So he left in such a condition. There was no samadhi. His car was parked there. Yeah, there's this crazy advertisement always trying to call me here. It's gone. You know, how will you remember me? You know, let me die now when the swan of my mind is entangled. Otherwise, how will I remember you? So I was just saying, thinking the darshan, what Krishna would see, looking at Prabhupada on the Jaladuta with his heart attacks and living in the Lower East Side and struggling in Bombay. What was Krishna seeing? And the pleasure Krishna would get from that offering of total sacrifice and devotion. And it moved me, that kind of meditation. Meditating on this day, what is my darshan of Krishna and what does he see? It he sees sacrifice, not only sacrifice, but sacrifice out of love. You can do sacrifice out of ego. We've seen that. But really, Prabhupada gave the message. We're meant for God's pleasure. And God's pleasure is our love. And our love is exhibited in our dedication and service. And of course, that doesn't mean renunciation. It means moment by moment, whatever you're doing, are you doing what God wants? Or are you following the fluctuations of your mind that's based on what the ego wants? Because there's it crosses. We're conditioned. So there's a certain level of satisfaction and happiness and enjoyment that God wants us so that we can live for a higher endeavor. But that challenge is always there in our mind. Not renunciation. Dedication at every moment. And it may be keeping things, it may be giving them up. But the mood is dedication. So in Prabhupada's disappearance, we should definitely meditate and take stock of our spiritual life. It's kind of a shift in consciousness. It's moving out of the center of ego and moving to the periphery of service so that we can stand before God for his pleasure and give him happiness. Anyway, I'm going to have to head over there. I was requested to go over there. But anybody like to say hello? Actually, if you can just hang on for 1 second, I'll be right back, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances.
Nandalalji, he said he'll be right back. Yeah. He said he'll be right back. He's not there right now.
Oh.
He said he'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you, Mani Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Would anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. This was really wonderful, talk Maharaj you gave, It actually really, filled my heart. Thank you, Maharaj.
Well, you're kind, and, I wish, because I know how affectionate, how much you love Jai Advaita Swami. So I just wish you could have been there to hear him speak. And, of course, Niranjan Swami. I mean, it's really, it was just a beautiful thing to me to sit there. And even people I didn't know, just very humble people from different things. One sannyasi from Russia spoke. It was actually translated. But to see his humility
Anybody else like to say hello?
Marge, thanks a lot for a really, really powerful class. I really appreciated it.
Thanks.
And
Mooney, I hope one day you could kind of, you know, visit the Dom here. I mean to call you. I know I don't want to get into personal things here, but I do mean to call you. It's just getting my phone set up. I finally got it up, but you need some kind of legal thing or something, you know? And it was delayed, and, you know, it was just, and then my other, it was just so, and plus it's so busy here during Kartik. I mean, I'm even out at Govardhan, but it's amazing how many things. So, well, thanks for being on. I should be regular now. Anybody else like to?
Thank you, Marsh.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kumar.
Hey, Kumar, thank you. Wonderful. Who else is on there today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Stella, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm right now just walking from my house directly towards Govardhan. I, you know, it's like dark, but I see the shadow of that mountain. And, yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hi, Bo. Good morning. This is Eka Chakra. Thank you for the class.
Hey. Hi, Bo. Wow. You would love the kirtans here, I'm telling you. It was just, they're just going higher and higher. And, I mean, they're really special. I just hope they maintain this level of here. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Gail, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, I guess today's not the day for me to answer questions, but. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Well, anyway, now I'm walking on the street here. Past all the past all the beggars and lining the street, and I could hear Radhanath Swami chanting. There's about 5,000 people next door for Parikram. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Can you just say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Just met a pilgrim chanting Hare Krishna. And, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Govardhan Bhakta.
Wow, Govardhan Bhakta. You have to get here to Govardhan. How do I get in here? Modi Ashram. Okay, anybody else like to say hello? Okay, thank you all.